My Hanukkah.
The most of the Chassidim tell us for two pages, at least, all the stories about the wars of Chashmonaim and so on. Nothing. You should go over it, be Ace Chashmonaim, Chachmendech Hazanoim, won the war. And this was in the Mikdash. It's all the story about, that's all about Hanukkah. The Gemara doesn't tell us. Why were there no Jewish history? Why don't we have a Jewish history? Today we have to work hard, find out what the Jewish history in there are. Very hard thing to put it together. Why didn't the Chacham make a history? And just like the Nevi made a history. It has to do with Rosh Hashanah. So you cannot write history. If I would write the history of the Gehiva. I mean, true, not whitewash. I mean, everything. That would be Rosh Hashanah. We have to talk about the things we do not write. So, and Novi has a right to do so. He gets a command. Novi. Write it down. But not when he doesn't get a command, he doesn't write it down. The Novi did not get a command to write it down. He didn't write it down. And Ezra Sova didn't write it down because he left it out. Ezra Sova may also have left certain things out. You talk about a person. A person about a Melech Yisroel. About, this is Lashon Hara. You have no right to do that. Unless you have a right to work HaKadosh. And somebody once said they should write the history about the healing function. I mean, but I know by now. I would have to write everything, or it's not true. The good, the bad, not the right to do that. This is what's not, that's why it's so hard. Jewish history is very difficult to write. That's why the form never did it. And whatever is permitted is permitted, but otherwise you're not allowed to. So this is the difference. Hilish Bohan told the Novi to write this down. Not more. So and now we are back here, so this at least brings us to where we had. We find out that there was another civil war, which we learned in 4 base here. Yinogev Yehuda Lifne Yisroel, and Vayinusa Isharov Yehuda was beaten by Yisroel. They all went back in the Holo. Amatsho Melech Yehuda Ben Yosh Ben Os Tovas Yahosh Melech Yisroel Ben Beit Shemesh. He captured that Jew, the king of Yisroel, captured the king of Yehuda. He brought him to Yerushalayim. He broke into the walls of Yerushalayim a whole piece from Shah Ephraim, Shah Pino. 400 amas of the wall of Yerushalayim were broken down. He took all the gold and the silver and the cane in the Beis HaMikdash. Also, Beis HaMikdash, like Goyim, vandalized the Beis HaMikdash completely. Vespenei HaTaruvos, we explained to hostages, for Yeshua Shalom. That's the last portion we learned last time. Now here, it doesn't explain that. It says here the same thing. No, there's nothing else. Now we come back to Vayesa Ivrei Yehoash Asher also. All the other things of Yehoash here, the Melech Yisroel, Yehoash, which he did, Ugvurosa, and all his might. Hashem Yilchav Imamatzo Mele Yehuda, when he was fighting the Matzo King of Yehuda, Haloim, the Surim, Al Sefer, Divrei Hayomim, the Malchei Yisrael. Vayishkav Yehoash Imamatzo. He died. Vayikove B'Shomro. He was buried in Shomro in Malchei Yisrael with other kings of Israel. Vayimloch Yerobam B'Nao Tachtom. His son Yerobam became king of Israel. Vahi amatsho melech, vahi amatsho ben Yehoash melech Yehuda, achre mos Yehoash, after the death of Yehoash ben Yehoash melech Yisrael, hamesh es reshon. In 15 years. Now, 15 years he lived longer after the death of his opponent. However, now we are telling the story of these 15 years. The 15 years were very miserable years. Yes, Adiba Amatsho, all the other things about the Matsya Elohim, Shuvim, Al-Sefer, Dibra Hayom, the Malti Yehud. Whenever these things, it says that, the Novi himself says that he doesn't report anything. It's not a history book. It's a Musa book. The Novi, we learn from Dibra Chokma, Musa, Yerushalayim. The other things which are unimportant, which are mentioned in the Sefer, That's not our Sefer Divrei Yomim. That's their own private books, which they were, all kings had at Divrei Yomim, means words of the days, means chronicles. They all had chronicles. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the story of the 15 years. They made a plot against him in Yerushalayim. This king was a complete failure. The reason for the plot is that various factions plotted together. The case is a knot. Some were dissatisfied and brought the worship of the idols to Yehuda. That was a legitimate complaint. Some are satisfied that he started a war with Israel, which was completely without any reason. Thirdly, I mean, many other things, they made a plot. Vayonos Lachisho, and he ran away to Lachish. Now, he spent 15 years in Lachish. 15 years. Vayishlocho Achrov Lachisho. Finally, they sent somebody, he was all guarded in Lachisho. Finally, they sent somebody after him in Lachish, Vayimishuhu Shom Nekyumte. 15 years he could escape. He was in Lachish for 15 years. And eventually, there somebody penetrated and killed him. Vayisa also ala susim, and they carried the dead body on horses, that not without any honor. Vayikova birushalayim imavosa biyadovitni was buried with his body. In the meantime, now that's the Psalm. Vayiku kol am Yehuda et azario, and the whole people of Yehuda, I mean, so that was a consensus of opinion, they took his son, Azariah, who ben Sheish Esreshon, a 16-year-old boy, was appointed as king, while the father was in Lachish as acting king, 16-year-old. And all the people agreed that he is a nice person. He's entitled, he's a son, he has grandson of David Amir. So by Yavzifa also, Tachas Ovid Amatsu. Tachas Ovid Amatsu means while his father was still alive, made him king. Now, after he is dead, of course, then he became the real king. So this is the pshat which we have in Seder Olam. We couldn't give the pshat ourselves. The price is Seder Olam. He is the authentic parish of Tanakh. And he explains that it was the 15 years of, last 15 years of his life, the king was a prisoner in Lachish, and there was his son, 16-year-old Azariah. This Azariah is known to us under the name of Uzziah. He was called, there were three names. One was Azariah, and the people called him Uzziah. So this is he became the Jewish king. Who born as Elas? He built Elas. It's the city Elat, that's them. He built this all the way down on the southern tip of the Shatana Peninsula, at the Dead Sea, Red Sea, who brought it Elat. Vayishiveo le Yehuda, and he brought it back to Yehuda. This Elat had belonged to Yehuda, but Shlomo HaMelech was there. It's mentioned in the Torah already. They said Elat ve'et Shangeva. And so, but he built it up as a fortress. That means this was after 16 years he did nothing, for 15 years he did nothing, but now he was already 31 years old. So now he started, after his father had passed away, he started to assert himself. The first thing is he was building up a lot and brought it back under the jurisdiction of Yehuda. Bishnas Shamesh Esra Shona L'Amatsho Ben Yosh Melech Yehuda, and when he was 15 years 15 years, if you go back now to the state of Israel, 15 years old of Amatsho Ben Yosh Melech Yehuda, and at Molach Yerobom Ben Yosh Melech Yisrael B'Shomron Apoim Achashon 41. Vayasarah be'ena Hashem. This is the Rehoboam the second, Yehoram ben Yosh. He that did evil be'ena Hashem, lo saw mikol chatos Yehoram ben Nevat. And he did not deviate from any of the sins of Yehoram ben Nevat, Sehechtes Yisrael. Means he didn't leave out any of the Averas of Yerom Ben Nevot. Yerom Ben Nevot had not only done the Avera that he established idol worship in Don and in Don and Beisek. However, he did more. He forbade that people went to from Israel to Yehuda for the revolving. He also changed the Yontif Sukkot in from Acheshvan, in his own Yontif, a month later. So he didn't leave out any of the old Averas Yerom Ben Nevot. Who Heishiv is Gevul Yisrael? Now here, this is now, yes, it's so important to learn this, explain so many things. The fact that you have a Jewish king who is a Rosha, a Rosh Yisrael, does not, and he wins the victory, doesn't vindicate the king. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with him. He, this man, this Uzziah, was one of the strongest kings that we ever had. He restored the Jewish state. Who Heishiv is Gevul Yisrael. Milevau Chamos Ad Yom Ha'avon. From the whole boundary of Israel. From the Levau Chamos, that means Levau Chamos is all the way up in the north. The Torah says in Pasuk Maaseh, he said, Tzor Lechem Levau Chamos. Chamos is a city in Syria called today Homs. That's Levau Chamos. That's up on the Baca Valley. It's all the way inside the Syria. So this is a from the Torah says when you come, there is a when you have a map of Eretz Yisrael, you think we're Haifa, and it goes further up to there comes protrusion like a little island going out before it comes to Tzor. That's called Ho-Ho. That's a special, not the Ho-Ho where Aaron died, this is in the desert. From Ha'or, you draw a line going all the way up north to the Levau Chamos. That was the original boundary of Eretz Yisrael, you mentioned the Torah. That was lost to the Syrians. He brought it all back from the Syrians. He was a powerful king. So the same king who didn't leave out one Aveir of Yerom Ben Nevot, he who Heishiv is Gevul Yisrael, the Levau Chamos, at Yom Ha'arub, from the north of Levau Chamos, all the way down Yom Ha'arub is the Dead Sea. Although the Dead Sea belongs to Yehuda, but the coast probably was still the Plishtim. So maybe he went and he brought it back, or maybe together with Yehuda. It's not quite clear. It says the whole boundary Kidva Hashem the Kei Yisrael Asher Diber. Yat Abdo, Yauno Ben Amitai Hanovi, Hashem Migatale. There was a Novi called Yauno Ben Amitai. We only know this child, Kippur afternoon. Here was a Novi, Yauno Ben Amitai. He was from this town, Gas Hachaifa. And he predicted, he came to that Rosha, Yerobam, and told Yerobam, and told Jeroboam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmonos Yisrael, and you can recapture all that was lost in the past century by your forefathers, Averas, you can capture it back. And he did it. Why did he do it? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu help such a Rosh? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Roshoyim? This needs to be for us. Aram was so strong and they devastated Yisrael and took away all this. No. Kiro Hashem is only Yisrael Maure Maut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the misery of Yisrael Maure Maut. That's a strange word. Some say it means the word Saure or Maure, disturbing. Or from the word Yorobayom, throw down. It was thrown down very much, which means very low. The misery of Israel was a very distressing, very low. The Efes Otsur, there was nobody who was protected. The Efes Ozuf, nobody was helped. Ve'ein ozer Yisrael, there was nobody would help Yisrael. V'lo tiba Hashem limchos Hashem Yisrael mitaz v'shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had never said he would wipe out the name of Yisrael from under the heavens. Vayoshiem yat Yehovah ben Yoav. Help them through Yehovah ben Yoav. There's a certain hunger min Hashemayim that we cannot understand. In other words, the Jewish people is in a terrible misery. They are helpless, surrounded by enemies. All surrounded by enemies, have no friend. Ein ozer, ein ozer. The word ozer means forsake and help. And not because he's satisfied with the Jewish state, not to satisfy the Jewish king, very dissatisfied. But the Rachmonis with Israel, out of Rachmonis Israel, he uses Reshoyim, Poshim, a precaution, only helps Israel is helped by. Doesn't mean that they have Reshoyim are right, and they say that. It doesn't prove anything. It proves HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to destroy Israel. It's Rachmonis with Klal Israel. He promised Klal Israel to exist. So for strange reason, he uses these Reshoyim, rebellions against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he uses them, and the fact that miraculously, restored, the boundaries of Israel are all restored, doesn't prove that the state is right, the king is right. No, it proves nothing. It proves nothing. It proves only after this book has Rachmonis. It's Rachmonis, it doesn't want them to be destroyed. Now, the Latiba Hashem, Vaya Shiem, Yad Yerovim Ben Yorod. The Yes, Adiba Yerovim, Becholah Shaoso. All the other things Yerovim Ben Yorod did. He was a king for a long time. All the shows the Gvura, the Nimcham, and the Gvura with which he was fighting. But Yehoshim is the Mesek, the Chamos, the Rishon. All of a sudden, he took Syria, Damascus, he added to Israel, and Chamos, that's the all the way north in Syria. He added it to the Yehudo, Israel. He gave it back to Yehuda in Yisrael, which is a very strange expression. The Yehuda, it doesn't belong to Yisrael, it's a two things. V'halohen gesuvim alzei v'divra yom l'malchi Yisrael. In other words, he had good relationship with Yehuda, and he said that he gets Syria, he gave it to Yehuda. Yehuda is in the south. In the south, it says that they shall be under the jurisdiction of Yehuda. Sometimes he himself made conquests and his jurisdiction. I could explain, because there are various solution. We find that he brought back, it says, from the boundaries of Israel, from all the way to Lo Hamos to Yom HaRovo. Yom HaRovo is the Dead Sea, it's the Dead Sea. That belongs to Yehuda. Seems to me that Yehuda made a concession, gave him that territory from Yom HaRovo. So he, in return, gave Yehuda the Damascus and the Syrian territories. So there were very, very good relations in between each other. So it seems, Vayishkav Yerovim Avoso, Malch Yisroel, Vayimloch Zechariah Beno Tachto. Then he had a son with a beautiful name, Zechariah, a son, a Jewish king, was only for a short while. And Yishkav Yerovim Avoso became king. Now we have to go over this next time, because we have to understand the role of Yonah ben Avita. There was a Novi at the time, Yonah ben Avita. That means his father was a Novi, and he was a Novi. Otherwise the name wouldn't be mentioned of his father. When Amita means a man of truth, Amita, Yonah ben Avita. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was at that time, lived at that time. And when we talk about the story of going to Nineveh, that happened during that same time, that the same story. The question is only, was Nineveh the end of Yonah's career, or was that the beginning of Yonah's career? As a machlokas, we'll have to learn about that in the next time. Was Yonah already known from his exploit, from the story of Nineveh? He came back now and predicted to Jeroboam his big victory, or was it the other way around? Kadosh Baruch Hu held Yonah, spelled Yehovah through Yonah, and by when he came to Nineveh, that was the end of his story. That was the end of his story. So we'll have to learn about that Yitz Hashem the next time. In the meantime, we shouldn't forget that it explains so many things in our own period. It's so clear. And the fact is that if you have eventually all this was destroyed anyhow. Destroys everything. Everything, all this whole beautiful, beautiful nation. And the Shbora didn't want to destroy Israel. But eventually they were destroyed anyhow. And the same applies to Yehuda. And the same thing eventually came to Nebuchadnezzar. So, and Yonah knew that this would happen. And that's why he didn't want to go to Nineveh and make them for Bala Tshuva. Because he knew that Nineveh will have a schus from Tshuva, won't give him the koach to destroy Israel. That's why he didn't want to go. But for a while, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps for reasons of his own, Midas HaRachamim. Al-Sheikh talks about this, he says, we don't understand, a certain period, a close man, Esau Hevet, a period of Racham. We don't understand the ways and byways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All this Chokhmah Elyona, Omach Shosai, Mach Shosai. It was a period of Racham. So Uziyah in Yehuda is very powerful. He becomes a power, and Yerovam ben Amatzel in Israel was a power, and they have a very powerful two Jewish states side by side, and the whole neighborhood is involved, and both are not good. They both are not good. Uzio is also a beginning to learn that it's a shim. We also need the Tivayim. Uzio is a great tzaddik. At the end becomes again, fails, does certain things which were wrong. So it's a strange period, very strange. The Novi is told that to turn certain things, so we should learn something from it. So the real history, it's hard to imagine what really happened with all the things that are small and big things. We haven't a real picture of that situation. Because we always hear about the kings. How about the people? Well, how were the people? Were the people good? It was done amongst the kings, and was the people good? The people are never here, completely anonymous. Don't know anything about that. So, there come the other Nevi'im and tell us about the people. Tell us what the people used to do. But it's a shame about this a little more.
Base. We had learned. We have to go back to some of the things we have learned. We learned often base capital Yudalit. When the end of the capital Chov Dalit about Melech Yehovam ben Yehosh, about whom we have learned Vayat Ra Beine Hashem. He did the wrong things. In the eyes of Hashem, Rasa, Mikol, Chatas, Yerovam, and so forth. He was bad, like Yerovam. And at the same time, Uheshiv, the Gevul Yisrael, and he restored the Jewish boundaries from the north, Lachbach, Amos, Ad Yom Arova, until the Yom Arova is the Yom Hamelech. Kidva Hashem, and the Kei Yisrael. This is not because he just happened to be a bad person and he was lucky. It was not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen through him. Yidvah Hashem, according to the Dvah Hashem, and the Kei Yisrael, who is a Kei Yisrael, in spite of having Yisrael as a bad king, but Yisrael has not deserved to be destroyed because of a bad king. So Kavah Hashem, who is a Kei Yisrael, Asher diber biyad abdo, Yono ben Amitai Hanovi Asher migatzcheva. That means he spoke through the hands of his servant, Yonah ben Amittai, the prophet, Asher Migas HaChevra, who is from Gas HaChevra, who came from Gas HaChevra. So we know there was a Novi, Yonah ben Amittai, who lived in Gas HaChevra, and he came and he predicted to Yehovah that Shemelekei Yisrael gives him the power to restore the Gvul Yisrael. Now, here is a Gemara in Yevomis, where the Gemara based itself on the Pusik in Yonah. Yonah was told twice by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Nineveh. The first time he refused, and we know the story that happened. And then it says, Vayahi Dvar Hashem et Yonah Shenis Vayma. The Dvar Hashem came to Yonah a second time. Why is that necessary? Vayahi Dvar Hashem et Yonah. We know it was the first time. And then he came back on the dry land. And then Vayahi Dvar Hashem et Yonah Vayma. Why do you have to have Shenis? Omer Rav Akiva, Shenis Dibro Ima Shechino, Shlishis La Dibro Ima. Yeshina talked to Yonah only a second time, but not a third time. The word changed means that was the second time, and that finished. And then they didn't talk. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him afterwards, he says, I hate to call Allah. After Yonah didn't like that Nineveh was saved and so forth. But that's all the same to our Hashem. He talked about the message to do something for Israel, or to do something, in this case, for the city of Nineveh. Another message she was not given. Now, so the Gemara asked the Kasha, well, see who Heshiv is in the Gvul Yisrael, Milavo Chamos, Ad Yoma, Rovo Kitva, Hashem, Shediba B'Yad Yonah, Ben Amidah. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him again. That's the Kasha. Rabbi Akiva made a statement, famously. But the Amaroim then asked the question, how can you understand the statement of Rabbi Akiva in light of this process that we're learning here? Two answers. One is Ravina Omer al Iske Nineveh Ka'oma. The Rabbi Akiva says HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yonah only twice concerning Nineveh, but not that he didn't give him other messages about Nineveh. Shenis v'lo shlishis. There was never a third time and many messages concerning Nineveh. Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak Omer. He says, "Lahochu ke'oma, kidvah Hashem asher dibar b'yad avdi Yonah ben Amittai." It means like this. Actually, Hashem Yisroel did not tell Yonah ben Amittai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore the Gvul in Yisrael through the Rosh Yerovam HaMelech. Kishem shenefach leNineveh mirur l'tom. Just as Nineveh, a city of sinners, it was changed meror l'tovah, from evil to good. Kach b'imei Yerovam ben Yoash, nepach lehem l'Yisroel meror l'tovah. It means like this, Heshev is Gvul Yisroel meror hamos, kidva Hashem is not according to the word of Hashem, but kidva Hashem, just like the Dvar Hashem which he sent to Nineveh, where they would have deserved the destruction, the punishment of destruction, and it was changed to the opposite. Just so was also what we expect that should happen to Yerovam ben Yoash, who was like Yerovam ben Nevot. It was the opposite, turned to its opposite, but it doesn't mean that Yonah had a special message for Yerovam ben Yoash. So, of course, in this case, we can ask the question, why is it in Nineveh they did the Teshuvah? They deserved the punishment to be destroyed. But then when Yonah came, and so they all did the Teshuvah, it's explained in the Haftarah, Milan and Yom Kippur, from the king to the last man in the city. Well, then I could have changed a judgment. And from Din Barachim, what did Yerovam ben Yoash do in order to deserve the same fate as Nineveh? In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Meror L'Tovah. He must have done something. And indeed he did. It says in the Elior Rabba, the following. Chima nishtane Yeron ben Yosh mikol malchi Yisrael shoyle fona. Why, what's the difference between Yeroboam ben Yosh, who was a Rosha, like all the other Malchi Yisrael that were before? Hello, Yeroboam Ovid Avodah Zorah hoya. He was a Leban Avodah Zorah. Eile mipnei shelav kibel loshen hara al Omer Sanovi. He didn't receive any loshen hara Omer Sanovi. What does that mean? At that time, there lived a Novi Omer. His name is Omer. And it says here in Omer's capital zayin, he made a spoke publicly. He says, "Kol Yani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me when a shamu bomos Yisrael mikdash Yisrael yicharovu bekamti aves Yehovam bechol." Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that all the places will be high places will be destroyed, and I shall rise against the house of Yehovah with a sword. Vayishlach Amatzio Kohen Bezel and Yehovah Melech Israel. So there was a priest of Bezel. Bezel was one of the two temples with the golden caps which Yehovah had instituted. There was a priest, he was called Amatzio. And then Amatzio heard about the Nebuah of Omos. He predicted that the house of Yeroboam will be destroyed by the sword. He says, he sent a message, and Yeroboam Melech Yisrael Leimah, Kosha Olecha Omos. Omos is plotting against you. The care of Beis Yisrael. It means he's going and preaching his so-called Nebuahs, which he didn't believe in, because they're all political speeches. So he has made a plot. He goes amongst the Kol Yisrael, the land cannot stand anymore all his words. He's constantly talking against him. He called Omer Omos. Omer said, Bacherev Yom Yeroboam. Yeroboam will die from the sword. Which he didn't say. It says the base Yeroboam. Yisroel Golau Yigolim Alanosa. He also says Yisroel will be driven away from his land. Now, he goes on preaching these things, which means he's plotting against you. Vayoma Amatzio el Omos. So Amatzio said to Omos, Chose, you see it. He called him, you see it. Leich brachlach el Eretz Yehuda. Get out of Eretz Yisrael, of Yisrael, the state of Israel. Go to the land of Yehuda. Vechol shom lechem v'shom tinovit. Now, if you make a living there, and you say prophecies for them. They like what you say. They pay you for it. They give you a panosa. And you shall never come to Bezel. He mikdash melechu. Bezel is a sanctuary for the king. Obeis mamlocho, and it's a royal house. Bayan Omos, Bayomer Amatzio. So Omos said to Amatzio, La novi anochi, la ben novi. I'm not a Novi, I'm not a son of a Novi. He boker anochi. I'm a boker. Boker means cattle dealer. Boker. I'm a cattle dealer. Simple cattle dealer. Who polish shikom, somebody who is cultivating sycamore trees. And I'm a farmer. Farmer and a cattle dealer. Aitucheni Hashem. I'm not a professional man like you think of Panosa. Hashem Yisroel has taken me. Me'achre Hatzalim from behind the sheep. I'm running after my sheep. Vayom Elai Hashem Leichi Novi El Ami Yisroel. Let's go and say prophecies about my people Yisroel. Ato Shema Dva Hashem. Listen to the Dva Hashem. Ato Omer Losi Novi Al Yisroel. You say you shall not say any Nevu on Yisroel. Asati and so forth. Hashem, gave him a curse, and he says, finally, Yisroel golo yigolim alat Mosa. Indeed, Yisroel will be driven out of his land. So this is the story. Now, what did the king say when he heard that? What does that say? Yehovah was the king. So it says here in the Elior Rabbi, When Vayishlach Amatzio sent a messenger to tell that Omar plotted against him. Miyad goa bao Yerovam. Yerovam screamed at him. Vahotzila Amatzio ben Ezib. Amatzio came himself. Seems to be himself. And he threw him out. He told him to get out of here. In the rebuke. Omar lo chas v'sholam. The king says, chas v'sholam. La nibe hanovi aus in the world. The Novi didn't say such a Nebuah. The im is Nabe, and if he did say Nebuah, la me'atzma hum is Nabe kach. He doesn't say it by himself. El min ha-shamayim hum is Nabe. I don't believe that he said. But even if he said, well, it's la min ha-shamayim, is Nabe kach. But also show Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This moment did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Ho'oretz asher amarti la'avrom le'yitzhak le'yarach Yaakov le'zarachu etenenu. That's the land which I've said I shall give to Avraham and to Yaakov, to give it to your children. Hareini nosna b'yidei b'yoda shel zeh. I give it now to them. That means melevel chamos, yam aho. That's the land in Pasuk Maaseh, where we say this is where the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Mipnei ma, mipnei shelo kibul loshna ra al homos. He didn't receive except the loshna ra al homos. Ola for Omer, who heishim is gul Yisrael, so that this is just like the momentary teshuvah which Nineveh did, changed the penalty from Nineveh. So here is the same kidva Hashem means, and the same happened here. Here was a Rosh called Yerovam ben Yosh, did all the wrong things, and he had a moment where he was. Really became acted like a tzaddik. He says, "I don't believe it." First, Loshna Ra don't accept. That's one thing. Wonderful thing. And he says, "And if it's true, Hashem is born once, so I accept it. It comes to me like a Kodesh Baruch Hu." And he said that this was a Kiddush Hashem. For this, he deserves that was for a short moment in history, for a while, for a few years, the boundaries of Israel were restored from the original boundaries were restored. And later on, we'll see what the complete disintegration in the following century, and they all disappeared. But this is the Zvah Hashem. Now we have another Pirkei Rabbeleizer. It's also important. It says, "Pam Rishonah Sholach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zionah LeRosh Zvul Yisrael." He is a completely different opinion of the whole stuff. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent Yonah ben Amittai to bring the Gvul Yisrael. That was the. That this is different from the way we had the morning one. Now, he sent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sent Yonah ben Amittai to bring back Gvul Yisrael. For on the door, he told Yerovam you restore the boundaries of Israel. And it came true. Shenema Abu Heishim Gul Yisrael Lo Chamos Kedva Hashem Yadav Pam Shniyo. But then he sent another message, Sholchal Yerushalayim Lachiva. Then it was another which we don't know. The Yonah ben Amittai was sent to Yerushalayim and told if they don't do Teshuvah they'll be destroyed. Kivin Sheosu Teshuvah, so they did Teshuvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gerov chasodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did according to his great loving kindness. V'nicham al ha'ro, he changed the gezeira, v'lo chorah, did not destroy Yerushalayim. Ho Yisroel karen as a Novi Sheker. So he got himself the name of Novi Sheker. Novi Sheker means he predicted the downfall of Yerushalayim, didn't come true. Called him Novi Sheker. Ha'am'ah shlishis. Shows her the Nineveh. Now we understand the story about Nineveh. He sent to Nineveh after he is already in his own country, called him a Novi Sheker. He gets the same message to come to Nineveh. That the Nineveh will be destroyed. Same message. Don Yonah din Beinu ben Atzmo. So Yonah was figuring this out in his own mind. Oma eini yodea sheze hagoi, ani yodea ze hagoi krove hachuvahem. This nation, the Assyrians, they'll do tshuva quickly. See, this Jewish prophet comes in and makes such a tremendous impression, speaks in the name of the God of the Jews, you'll be destroyed. And the God of the Jews had just given, fulfilled his prediction that the boundaries will be restored. They were restored. The same prophet comes now to Nineveh and says, you'll be destroyed in 40 days. They will do tshuva for a short while, but they will do the tshuva. And what will be when they do the tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send his anger against Israel. See how they're going to the tshuva and the Jewish prophet comes. And here at that time, there were Nevi'im, Hosea, Amos, they all lived at the same time. And then Amos, the father of Yeshaya, all lived at that time. Radai, Yisrael, Tauran, Osin, Novi, Sheker, El Afagoy, another thing. The Jews call me already Novi Sheker, because my Nuah didn't come to it. Now the Goyim also will call me Novi Sheker. That's why I didn't want to go. So how can he do it? So he knew that no Novi has ever, the Nuah comes only when you're on Eretz Yisrael. So what he said, in order that the Jews should not give him any Nuah, took a boat, went out in the ocean, so he's not in Eretz Yisrael. They won't have any Nuah. This was what he thought he would do. So here is the Tirkut Rabbah Lozer. Now we have to understand what it says here in Posek La Ovo, in Posek La Kavzayim, La Dibe Hashem Limcha Hashem Yisrael. The reason is because the Jewish condition was so distressing, so lowly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not spoken to wipe out the name Yisroel Mitarat HaShemayim. Hashem Yisroel had not given, said the word that name Yisroel should be wiped out Mitarat HaShemayim. Yoshiaim Biyat Yerobam Ben Yoash. And he helped them through the Yerobam Ben Yoash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the Yisroel to be completely destroyed, not to wipe them out. So although the Yerobam Ben Yoash is an ocean, but he helped them through Yerobam Ben Yoash. And it says here, Yerom, and his Chavches, and all the other words of the things of Yerom, and whatever he did, with Vurosa, and his power, Chanilcham, with the wars which he fought, Shaheshiv is Damesek, he brought back Damesek, is Damascus, as Chamos, and the city of Chomps, the Yehuda, the Israel. He gave it back to Yehuda. In other words, he last time already, he conquered certain parts of the Syria, and he gave them to Yehuda. In other words, he was good for the neighboring state, Yehuda, and since he gave them the sovereignty over the Damascus and Hamon, it became tribute-paying kingdoms to Yehuda. Alohem Ksuvim, all this is written, HaSefer Divayon Mavitra. Yerobam died, and there came Zechariah b'no Tachmas. Zechariah is a beautiful name, but he was not a beautiful person. He was the son became a king, only for a very short while, because Hashem Yisroel had predicted there were four generations will sit on the throne of Israel. Yehu, Chaya was the fourth generation. And although he didn't deserve it, but in order to fulfill the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishnas Esrim Meshev Hashonu Yehom Melech Yisrael, Moloch Azaryo Ben Amatyo Melech Yehuda. Now we are turning to the land of Yehuda. In the 27th year of Yehom Melech Yisrael, which is not correct, which means it's correct in a certain sense, all of us will talk about it. But I'm not going to discuss it now. 27 years of a certain period in the life of the Melech. 27 years of Yerobam Melech Yisrael, the rule Azaryo ben Amatsyo Melech. Amatsyo had a son, his name was Azaryo or Uziyo. He actually has three names, but the most famous name was Uziyo. Here we have him only once as Uziyo. In Divrei Hayom is constantly called Uziyo, He had very three names here. Amat Azario and Amatio Melchior. And Sheikh Esra Shona Hoyo Pomod. He was 16 years old when he became king. Hamishim Ushtaim Shona Moloch Mishalayim. He was 52 years a king of Israel. Shem Imo Yechol Yohu, the name of his mother was Yechol Yohu, from Yerushalayim.